WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When film critic David Edelstein reviewed Igby Goes Down on our show, he ended by saying he thought he was watching the movie of the year. My guest, Burr Steers, wrote and directed the film. It stars Kieran Culkin as a disaffected, rebellious teenager from an old-money family that has lost its fortune, but not its sense of entitlement. Burr Steers grew up in a world he acknowledges as privileged. His father, Newton Steers, was a millionaire, active in Republican politics in Maryland. He served one term in the U.S. Congress. His stepfather worked for the NEA. His mother was the stepsister of Jackie Kennedy and half-sister of Gore Vidal. In the movie Igby Goes Down, Igby's mother, played by Susan Sarandon, is cold and manipulative. His father, played by Bill Pullman, is institutionalized for schizophrenia. Igby has flunked out of the prep schools and run away from the military academy that his mother sent him to. He takes refuge in Manhattan, where his older brother, Oliver, played by Ryan Felipe, is attending Columbia University. At a cocktail party given by his wealthy uncle, Igby meets a hip woman played by Claire Danes, who's dropped out of college. He recognizes her as a fellow misfit, but their conversation is interrupted by the arrival of his older brother.
I'm Oliver, and this is my little brother, Igby.
What kind of a name is Igby?
It's the kind of a name that someone named Sookie is in no position to question.
Sookie? Sookie, where do you go to school?
Bennington.
Ollie's majoring in neo-fascism at Columbia.
Economics.
Semantics.
What's your major?
Attitude.
I've got to get back to the bar.
That's where I'm headed.
Oh. Catch you kids later.
Burr Steers, welcome to Fresh Air. What made you want to create a character who was from the world of money, but his family no longer had money, and also he's not really interested in that life anyways. He wants to rebel against that kind of... He wants to rebel against his class heritage.
Right. Yeah, and their values and, yeah, their world. He's not against money per se. He's against what he would have to conform to get that money.
Mm. So what,
and the life he'd have to lead. His life would be much easier if he could just stay in the schools and become a broker.
What were some of the things you did not want to conform to when you were growing up with money?
I guess a lot of it had to do with social causes at an early... I don't know. It's a very tough question for me. I did get sent to military school, which is sort of the extreme where they try and strip you of your identity and make you into their version of what a boy should be.
Well, this happens to Igby. He goes to prep school. He gets thrown out of that, so he gets sent to military school.
And which is actually something that I went through,
mm-hmm.
having gotten booted out of most of the schools on the East Coast.
Why did you get booted out?
A lot of reasons. Being incredibly obnoxious and I think getting the lowest grades that they'd ever seen. So there were a lot of reasons why I was not a good student.
Are you an obnoxious person, or was being obnoxious your way of rebelling?
I think it was also a means of covering. I had some learning problems and just wasn't a good student, but had terrible attention deficit, whether chemically or because of just bad work habits. And I was a terrible student. I think the way you cover with that is to draw attention in other ways.
Let me play a clip from Igby Goes Down. And this is a scene in an expensive restaurant. Igby is there. His mother, played by Susan Sarandon, is there. His brother, who is conforming more to class expectations, played by Ryan Felipe. And Igby's wealthy godfather, played by Jeff Goldblum, is also at the table. So here's the conversation, starting with his mother speaking.
Igby has buddies. Haven't you got buddies, Igby?
Many.
You have that buddy with the cute little name, that little buddy tortoise.
Turtle.
Turtle.
Turtle. He was my best buddy. Then his rifle backfired and blew his face off. We all learned a valuable lesson about weapon maintenance that day.
Why didn't the school inform me?
Wasn't the school's fault. They were great about it. Pay for the dry cleaning and everything. Not because they had to. but because it was the right thing to do.
I believe that certain people in life are meant to fall by the wayside, to serve as warnings for the rest of us, signposts along the way.
To where?
Success.
That's a scene from Igby Goes Down. My guest is the writer and director of the film Burr Steers. Igby opens at the bedside of Susan Sarandon, the mother, and, you know, the two sons are there, Igby and his brother. And they're watching her, and they're thinking she's not dying. It's not her last breath yet. And finally, one of the brothers puts a plastic bag over her head. And you're thinking, what are they doing? They're killing their mother. And you don't know why this is happening, you know, whether it's assisted suicide or murder.
Right.
It's a very interesting way, a very provocative way to start a movie. Why did you start it there? And why did you start it in that kind of ambiguous way?
It's to hook the audience, to have this striking opening scene. And you don't know. You don't know if the Menendez boys are what they're actually doing. But really, in the movie, the main reason was to hook the audience so that then you could go back and tell the backstory and set that up. And so you had everybody's attention.
I think it must be hard on your mother. People assume that everything is autobiographical. And the mother is not well-loved in this movie. And she, you know, she deserves some of the animosity that's directed at her. Has it been hard for your mother? Go ahead.
No, to the contrary, she's gotten a kick out of it. She had a great quote in the Washington Post that said, if this is supposed to be me, I've never looked better. You know, Susan Sarandon. She is suing me, but that's a very litigious family. But, right. But other than that, no, she doesn't. She enjoyed it.
My guest is Burr Steers, the writer and director of the movie Igby Goes Down. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest Burr Steers wrote and directed the movie comedy Igby Goes Down, starring Kieran Culkin as a disaffected teenager rebelling against his old money family that has lost its fortune but not its sense of entitlement. I know that your brother died of AIDS a few years ago, and you've said that you started the screenplay after the death of your brother. What's the connection?
It's funny because you don't always realize what you're putting into a script or anything when you're writing, and then you can go back and sort of analytically take things apart. But for me, just in a very simple way, it was kind of the turning point in my life. It was what really, I was just about to turn 30, and it just really kicked me in the butts. I mean, he inspired me because he was a painter and could have painted landscapes and through our family connections could have had a lucrative career, but instead he was painting his world, which was these people, these young men dying, and sort of tragic, very funny in a lot of cases, but very dramatic scenes.
So it sounds like his example made you think seriously about your life and your future in a way that all the discipline at military school was never going to do.
Yeah, I mean, that would be too... I wrote because I needed to write and reached a point where I needed to write, where I had all these things churning inside me and needed an outlet. And I had never become a writer before, really, just because... And I didn't see education as standing in the way of that, because I had learned, I'd educated myself in the things that I was interested in and in theater, but I'd avoided it because I came from a family of writers and people who called themselves writers, so it wasn't something that I was going to pretend to be.
Who were the writers in your family?
Well, Gore Vidal was my uncle, and then Louis Auchincloss is a cousin. And then my godmother was Renata Adler. So
I see the issues.
Yeah, my room was basically the depository for all the books that had been handed out at the publishing parties. So I knew what real writers were, and what that took. Not that being a screenwriter is being a real writer. Don't get me wrong.
Well, it must have been odd growing up in this family where you've got some very accomplished writers, but you weren't much of a reader, it sounds like, because you had dyslexia or some similar problem. It sounds like you had problems reading.
I did. I had problems writing. I had hand-eye problems. I had and would invert things and just had terrible handwriting, dysgraphia or whatever they call it. It would just start coming apart. But I could always read and did and always had great books. Growing up, and you asked me about my influences. Saki was another thing as a kid that just loved, because invariably those stories, Hector Munro, were about kids revenging or avenging themselves on adults.
Now, was your name Burr Steers considered a kind of average name when you were growing up? To me, it sounds like a very unusual name. Was it unusual in your circles?
To me, too, yeah, no. And then my middle name being Gore. No, it was a very tough name to grow up with and needed to develop a sense of humor.
Where does the Burr come from?
Burr is a family name. It's a last name in the family. And Aaron Burr is a great grand uncle, I guess. And the only reason I reference him is so that nobody thinks that Raymond Burr is the cause for my name.
Right.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. There's just anything wrong with Ironside, but yeah.
Well, it's funny, with a name like Burr Steers, you know nobody's going to be asking, is he Jewish?
There is that. no, I had actually did a Western when I was just starting out and had all these guys, the stunt men coming up and knocking on my trailer to pay their respects, because they all thought that the legendary rodeo clown Bum Steers was performing in the Western. Well, thought I was well preserved, yeah.
Burr Steers almost sounds like it should be like a male porn star.
Thank you very much again.
What
yes.
else can we come up with?
it's funny that you should say that, because I did go through a period where I got, when I was first living in Los Angeles and had a listed number, where I would get these phone calls for late at night from drunken guys wanting to get in touch with Guy Steer, who is apparently a legendary gay porn star.
Huh. Well, we talked about your name a little bit. How did you come up with Igby, which is shortened from Digby, for your character in the movie?
Right. I came up with the explanation for the name in the movie after I came up with the name Igby. And I don't really know where it came from. I mean, I've thought about that. If it was Ignatius from Confederacy of Dunces or Iggy Pop, there is a comedy club in Los Angeles called Igby's, but I don't think that was it. It was a name that struck me, and then the whole thing of growing up with a different name, and that his name came out of a mistake, that his nickname came out of this screw-up at an early age where he got the name wrong for the kind of teddy bear that he had.
It was a Digby.
It was a Digby bear, yeah. And he would call it Igby, and he would blame everything that he did wrong on that bear. And I did that as a little kid. And that was sort of the child psych technique that had been used on me, was to start calling me by my imaginary friend's name, who's still with me in the studio. In fact, funnily enough.
Who is your imaginary friend?
Chauncey Stroganoff, actually, was my imaginary friend. Yeah. Maybe I should be institutionalized, actually.
What a great name.
Now that you've made me face these things.
Oh, it's like,
yeah.
Like part WASP, part Russian?
Well, Beef Stroganoff, and then I knew somebody else. I'd heard the name Chauncey growing up, and that was it. It was Chauncey Stroganoff, and anything that went wrong, it was Chauncey's doing. But it was very, I mean, as a kid, you know, I would have birthday parties wherein half the guest list would be made up people, so you know, who knew it was going to lead to screenwriting?
Yeah, well, lucky that then, but better that than something else.
Well,
Burr Steers, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Burr Steers wrote and directed the new film Igby Goes Down.